The work discusses the themes of marriage, freedom, education, and private and state law. The only distinctive legal characteristic of man, according to the author, is his animal nature. In the chapter on liberty, he speaks of its limitations. Non-freedom does not change anything in human nature. Yet slavery is possible not only from the physical point of view, but also from the mental point of view. If we compare it with private and public law, we can conclude that slavery can be a providential right to the same extent as the other rights recognized by its opponents. The author goes on to discuss the advantages of slavery over poverty. In the chapter on marriage, Marx criticizes Hugo. He questions Hugo's view that he ennobles the sex drive by talking about the spiritual essence of marriage. The author goes on to cite many philosophers on the topic of marriage. The chapter concludes with a statement by Hugo in which he admits that his previous statement was a monstrous exaggeration.